Oh, we want to be like old Charlie Patton a long time ago when I was a kid out of him. And play them numbers about, I hitch up my bug and settle up my black mare. And I used to pick cotton and come around in Clarksdale after them cafes and things, eating cheese and cracker. None of the other boys, they didn't have any idea what I was thinking about. I said, I want to come to be a great man like Charlie Patton, but I didn't want to get killed like he did, the way he had to go. I've always realized I knew I had to die, but I didn't want one of them old sandfoot women to come up and cut my throat or do something to me that was unnecessary. And so goes on down, I got me old piece of guitar, and I would want to play about hitch up my bug and settle up my black bear. I want to find my baby in this great big world somewhere. And I got a chance before he was passed, and he wasn't even thinking about passing. And I shake this hand once, his brother in Clarksdale, they have a brother that work at the compress. And I said, if I ever live to get halfway grown or grown, I would want to be just like Charlie Patton was. And after I heard about his death, after I got my neck grown, I would have liked at that time to meet the one that caused him to have that death, because he was a great boy. And he used to play a number by Old Blue Jumped a Rabbit in the Running One Solid Mile. When the rabbit fell dead, he cried just like a child. And you know, I feel so good over that, I quit eating rabbits. Because them rabbits, you know, do holler when a dog catch your tummy. He can beat a newborn baby. And it was screaming and crying. And after I heard Charlie Patton went on to play that number, I sighed. I just stopped eating rabbits and just let my dog catch him and not take away from him. And so as I went on to say, you know, Clarksdale, a little old small town out of where a lot of good boys been in there. But in traveling through them little small town like that, the big thing I think a good man can do is take it easy and take his time and don't fool with things that you don't have, it's not worthwhile. You don't have time to even to fool around with. Just take life easy. Because everything shine like gold and grows. You know, it's a lot of brass, you know, shine like gold. And so Charlie Patton used to sing that song about, hitch up my bug and saddle up my black mare. And it would just knock me off my feet. I was barefoot, little barefoot boy, too. And I liked it so well after I growed up. The first record that I put out when I was coming up about downtown women sicking up dogs on me, I was wanting to kind of compare with it. And I think I made a pretty good hit on that. But now I done forgot I done played so much. But at that time, it was going so good, you know. And if he got any friends or relatives, his mother, father, whoever they might be, to hear me saying, I just want to let them know that old remembers never do be forgotten, things that went on, you know. So I congratulate to all his friends, his cousins, to everything. I tried to be the second behind old big Charlie Patton. He really did. And I'm telling you the truth, the first drink of whiskey that I ever drank it, Charlie Patton, give me a little. And a spoon. He said, you're too young to drink too much of whiskey, but I'm going to give you enough to know what it's about. And I still think about that. I wish I'd asked him to give me the spoon. And so while we're here, I'd rather just thinking over old time thing like that, we got to take things under consideration. You know, things like that supposed to bring a man mind back. If he's going too fast, he's supposed to take a consideration and settle down and think about, because at your best, you can hardly get over. I just wish today I could shake Charlie Patton's hand.